Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Thomas More Prep Marion Junior Senior High School in Hayes is hosting Monarch for a day on January 5th.
It's an invite for 5th to 8th graders in Ellis County to experience a day at TMP-M for free. Principal Chad Meitner.
This gives you a chance to kind of see what the small class sizes would be like, that individual attention. Until you experience it and kind of sit in that and feel that, you don't really realize how cool that is.
Participants will also experience the school's values, including Catholic faith and Christian principles. Families from public schools in Hayes, Victoria, or Ellis can register at tmp-m.org to attend. I'm J.P. Bazette.
The unemployment rate for Kansas for November 2023 was identical to that of November 2022. The 2.9% unemployment figure in Kansas matched the jobless figure from October and remains near historic lows, according to the Kansas Department of Labor. In the past year, Kansas has added 6,600 private sector jobs. This is Kansas Information Network News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union proudly supports our local athletes and wishes them good luck this season. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we work hard every day to make life a little better for you, your family, and our community. When you need to open a checking or savings account, get a new debit card or credit card, apply for a personal, auto, or mortgage loan, or seek financial advice, United Northwest Federal Credit Union is here for you with better and more personal service. For more information, visit unwfcu.org. Equal Housing Lender. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Dan Lucero. Kansas City Chiefs cornerback Legarius Sneed was held out of Wednesday's practice with a calf injury. His name was the most notable and surprising among the five players who did not practice as the Chiefs began their preparations for Sunday's game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Also sitting out practice were fellow cornerback Jalen Watson, who was sick, tackle Donovan Smith, who continues to recover from a stinger, Kadarius Toney, who is still out with a hip injury, and Isaiah Pacheco, who is in the concussion protocol after being injured in Monday's loss to the Las Vegas Raiders. Starting right guard Trey Smith was limited in practice with injuries to his ankle and knee. Linebacker Nick Bolton, safety Mike Edwards, cornerbacks Trent McDuffie and Josh Williams, and defensive end Charles Amenihu were all full participants, as was wide receiver Mecole Hardman, whose 21-day window has opened to come off of injured reserve. KIN Sports, I'm Dan Lucero.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible.
My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Well, good morning. The upper-level low-pressure system responsible for clouds and precipitation is spinning over eastern Missouri this morning. Another trough now extending across northeast Kansas. There is just enough lift in the atmosphere with this system to generate a little light snow or drizzle, and that will move southwest across eastern Kansas throughout the morning. With temperatures near that 32-degree mark or slightly below, we could have some areas of brief freezing drizzle. As drier air comes in, a wintry mix of precipitation should shift out by mid to late morning with some sunshine in the central part of the state, but moisture wrapping around the low will drag in more clouds by tonight. Cloud cover should finally move out from west to east tomorrow. Another cold front arrives late in the weekend. For northwestern Kansas, partly cloudy today, our high temperature in the low 30s. Areas of light snow this morning in north-central Kansas with a high 35. In northeastern Kansas, cloudy with a high in the upper 30s. Southwestern Kansas, today's high in the upper 30s with a gusty northwest wind. In south-central Kansas, light snow this morning, our high 38. Light snow and low 40s in southeast Kansas. I'm Dan Holliday.
Thank you for that check of the weather. Now, live cattle were under some pressure Wednesday as the trade awaits cash activity. Hogs saw some spread trading with February, the recipient of the buying interest. Now this morning, corn was trading down a penny, staying near its lowest prices of 2023 after this year's record U.S. harvest set corn supplies on course for their highest ending stocks in 5 years. Soybeans were trading down 2 cents this morning near the lower end of the sideways trading range, with prices having been in since July. As far as wheat is concerned, they are trading up by a penny, on track for small losses in December, but holding well above the 5.95 low posted 1 month ago. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.